Hey guys, welcome back to Walking with God. Today I want to go over one verse that I found encouraging for me today, and then just encourage you guys out there today as well. Before I do that, go check out episode one I did yesterday called Two Paths, and I just talk about the two paths that we're on in life currently out of Matthew. But just go ahead and go over and check that out. We are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts now, and some other podcast platforms. So if you don't have Anchor, you can check it out on just Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Super awesome that they got that approved. But before I get started, I want to go ahead and start in prayer real quick and just get started. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for today. I thank you for letting us be able to do this in a free country, serve you in a free country, God. Without being prosecuted, I first ask to forgive me for my sins and while I fail you, God. I fail you every day and I need help and I need forgiveness every single day, God. And I ask you to be with our country today as the new president was sworn in earlier today, God. And I just ask you to be with our country and just and bless it. And your will be done, God. But I just ask you to be with the listeners today and whatever needs they're going through. I know I have a few friends that are dealing with some stuff, God. And I ask you to be with them and their mind and just ease their pain, God. And just show them you're real and show them that you love them, God. And anybody else listening, God, just be with their needs financially, physically, mentally, God. And just show them that you're real. Show them that you're a personal God. And just please give me the word to say in this podcast today, God. And just I thank you for the six listeners I had on episode one. Such a blessing, God. And everything is through the glory of you, God. It's not about me. It's about you. But we love you. In your name I pray, amen. So today I want to give you a verse out of Isaiah that's really encouraging to me. It actually popped up on my phone, so I thought I would do the podcast about that. So I think God was telling me to do it. But it's in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. It says, Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with thy right hand of my righteousness. It's such a powerful verse. Like, I'm just going to break it down and just explain it to you guys. It just says, don't be scared, you know? Starts off with, don't be scared. There's no reason to fear. For God's with us. He walks with me. He's in my heart. You know, I have the Holy Spirit. He says, you don't have to be scared about what tomorrow brings or what the future holds or I'm there with you. There's no reason to be scared. But don't be dismayed. Like, don't be fretting. Don't be in a fret. Don't be scared. He doesn't want you because he's our God. He's our personal God. It says, for I am thy God. He's my God. He will strengthen me. He will give me strength. See, like I said in my last episode, a lot of the time we have this pride where we think we can do it ourselves, and you know, we don't need anybody's help. We don't want nobody's help. We don't want a friend to help us. We don't want a family member to help us pay rent, or we don't want them to get us food if we don't have the money, or whatever the need is. We don't want the help. But then, you know, we ask God, why aren't you helping me? Well, he's sending the help. You're just too prideful to not accept the help. You know, we live in this age, you know, in 2021, it's about me. Everything's about me. I want it fast. I want it now. You know, we pray and ask God for help and he doesn't answer us in 37 seconds. We're mad. We don't want to do it anymore, you know, and he's saying, don't be scared. You prayed for that one thing. I have your back. I'm thy God. I will strengthen you. He will help thee. It's in the very next. I will help thee. Like, he will help you. He knows your needs before you even know your needs. He knows your needs in 2 years from now. He knows your needs tomorrow. Like, he knows what you need. He knows what will get you through the day. He knows how to encourage you, what encourages you. So we don't need to be walking around thinking, man, I got nothing, or what am I going to do? You know, my car's about to break down. I don't have gas. God will get you to where you need to go. You know, it's funny. like I said, I started this podcast. I got the idea a couple of days ago. And ever since then, you know, I'm not going to lie. I've been backslidden a few times throughout the last couple of years and, you know, been mad at God. Things have happened. You know, I get mad at God. I get prideful, want to do it myself. And always, every single time, I end up, you know, saying I can't do this myself. Every time I say, God, I need you. I need you to show up every single time. And every single time God shows up and he says, now, was that so hard? You know, it's you don't want God to humble you. You want to humble yourself. If God humbles you, you might not like that. You might not like when God humbles you. But the encouraging part of this is he's telling you, don't fear. He's with you. He's your God. He will strengthen you and he will help you. And then it says, I will uphold thee with thy right hand of my right. So he's going to hold you up with his right hand. He's going to hold you up. He's going to lift you up. You know, you're looking down, stuff's not going your way, you know. Give glory to God still. You know, no, he never says that the Christian life is hard, going to be easy and all sunshine and rainbows. There's going to be storms. It's just a part of life. That's how we have sin with sinful nature. Just sin makes things bad. And when sin is involved, stuff's not going to go right. And what we learned from my last episode, we're born with sin. So there's nothing you can do about that. Stuff's going to go wrong. But it's how we act when it goes wrong. Are we going to praise God still? Are we going to mope and poochy face and woe is me and blame God for everything? Because that's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to give glory to God in the good things and the bad things. Sometimes he wants to see how you're going to act when something bad goes wrong. It's like when you're a kid and you're at the grocery store, or not the grocery store, but like Walmart or something, and you want that toy, and the parents say no, just to see how you act. And if you act with a good attitude, you might get that toy. But you're definitely not going to get that toy if you have a bad attitude. And sometimes God says, well, I'm going to see how he acts when it doesn't go his way or her way. And that's what we need to learn. You know, I just want to encourage you guys that God's with us. You don't have to fear. You don't have to be sad. You know, I know it's, you know, when bad things happen, sometimes you can't help it. You know, depression, anxiety, I get it. I've been through that. I've been through that seriously. Like, I've been times where I didn't even want to leave my house, my bed. Like, but God got me through it because I trusted in him. I had people praying for me. Don't be afraid to ask to be prayed for. Don't be afraid to ask for help, because you ask God for help and he sends somebody by and you reject that person, then you're probably rejecting God's help. You know what I mean? Like you say, God, I need this. So somebody comes by that knows how to handle that and they want to help you, but you say no. Then you just said, it's like you want God to come down himself and do it. Like he's busy. So he's going to send his workers by to help you. So don't reject when somebody tries to help. Don't reject it. Do anything, but don't be afraid to ask for prayer. The more people coming to God on your behalf, the better. So I just wanted to give an encouraging verse today, and you can always go check it out yourself. I use the King James Bible. That's the one I use. That's the one I believe is the right word of God. Isaiah 41 chapter 10. It says, fear thy not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will help uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. But one more thing I want to look at before I let you guys go. It says, for I am thy God. Is he your God? Now, in last episode, we went over this and how to make him your God, but he can't help you if you're not his God yet. Now, I hear it all the time that people say we're all God's children. That's not true. God, yes, God knows us all, but we're all not God's children. We're not God's children until we accept Him as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's the only way you can be strengthened. That's the only way He can help you. That's the only way He can uphold you with His right hand of righteousness, is if you know Him as Lord. And if you don't know Him as Lord, then you need to get that settled today. It's very simple. I've already explained it in my last episode. And it's very simple. All you got to do is believe He died on the cross for your sins. And He wrote, and you believe that God sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. And that you believe He rose again on the third day. You believe that with your full heart, that He will take you to heaven when you die. And then He'll be your Savior. And then all this stuff in this book, in the book of the Bible, that He promises us is yours. But you can't get any of that until you know Him as Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you want some verses on that, that's in my last episode. You can go check that out, and you can get those verses and see for yourself how to do that. And I'm just going to pray again. I'm going to probably do this on every episode, but I'm going to pray. You can say this prayer after me. This prayer does not save you by any means. You have to believe in your heart what you're saying. But this is just an example of what you can say to God for the prayer to get into heaven. Now, like I said, it doesn't save you. I can't save you. Only God can. But you can. This is something that can help you. People that haven't heard it before can use this. Dear Heavenly Father God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve to go to hell. God, I believe that You sent Your Son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. And I believe He rose again on the third day. God, I don't want to go to hell. Please come into my heart and save my soul from hell and take me to heaven when I die. In Your name I pray, amen. So if you pray that prayer, God will take you to heaven when you die. If you believe it with your full heart. You can't just say the prayer and you go to heaven automatically when you die. If you want God to be your God, and if you want Him to strengthen you, and if you want Him to help you and uphold you with His right hand of righteousness, you have to know Him as Lord and Savior Jesus Christ before you can do that. So just say that prayer, believe it in your heart, and He will do that for you guys. And then all the, like I said, all the promises in this book that are made for us, He'll give us. But anyway, that's just an encouraging verse I wanted to give to you today, and hopefully you guys enjoy that. I'm so thankful that I had 6 listeners on this. And if you want me to pray for you about anything, you can DM me on Anchor or Facebook, if you know, whatever. Or if you're a personal friend, you can text message me and we'll get that settled. But again, I'm so thankful I was able to do this. I've already got positive feedback. I had friends text me saying I was, you know, doing a good job. Again, it's not about me. It's about God and what He wants. But I do love you guys, and I'll be back tomorrow with a new episode. And you guys have a great and blessed night.